morning. It is so good to see you again. And, you know, one of the great thrills for me coming back year after year is seeing some of the same people year after year. How many of you have come to Bob Fest every year so far? Raise your hand. Quite a few of you. How many were here last year? There you go. How many are here for the first time this year? Good for you. All right. Some people raise their hand all three times. They don't know exactly where they're at. You're at Bob Fest, by the way. That's where you are. Anyway, God bless you. Well, you know, it's going to be a great festival. And I know that because it's been difficult so far. We, you know, we've been having a few problems in the United States. Quite a few. And it's really tough to get airline accommodations out of the United States. And 2 days before I was supposed to fly here, my flight was canceled. And we couldn't find one. And I couldn't find one from there. And finally, Daniel was able to find a flight from here, to book it from here, to fly me here. And as I was, as I flew here, every plane that I took was absolutely full with no empty spaces. So it's a miracle that God worked all this out. But how many of you know that God is a God of miracles? He's still doing it, isn't he? I'm glad for that. Well, we're going to have a great weekend. I am very excited about it for a few reasons. One, I just told you, it's good to be back with you. I feel like I've made some great friends over the years. And I appreciate being here with you, and I appreciate your friendship. But also, I'm excited because I feel like God has some very specific things that he wants to share with us this weekend. Very specific. I'd like to look at the weekend a little more like a quest. Do you know what that word is? A quest. We're on an adventure to seek something. I want to give you some scripture, folks, and I want it to penetrate your heart. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, it says, "Eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts and the minds of men those things that God has prepared for us." What does that mean? It means that even though you're expecting great things, God is so much bigger than you can ever imagine. My dad always told me as I was growing up, he said, always dream big, because God is always dreaming bigger than you are. I like that, and he is. But here's the other scripture that I want to give you. And some of you may find yourself at the same place that the psalmist was when he wrote this in Psalm chapter 40. He said, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and he heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire, and he gave me a firm place to stand." Now listen to this next part. You're going to like this. He said, "He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to my God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord." Did you hear that? He said, I was in the muck and the mire. I was sinking deep in sin. And God reached out and put me on a rock, gave me a firm place to stand, but he didn't just leave me there. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to my God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. And then he said, "Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done. The things that you planned for us, no one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare." There he goes again. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard. I can't even begin to recount everything that God is about to do. Folks, one of the things that I've noticed, and I hate to say this, but this is the year that I turned 50. Can you imagine that? I can't. I look at people who are 50 years old and I think they're really old. I can't imagine that I'm one of them. You know what I'm saying? Somebody commented as I was coming in today how much they liked my hair color, and I said, thank you very much. It changes all the time. Because my real hair color has lots of gray. We don't want that. I'm not ready yet. I'm too young for gray hair. You know what I'm saying? But you know, this is number 50. And I've been a Christian for 43 years of it. It's been a great, great time. But you know, one thing that I've noticed about the Lord is that he gets better. And not that he hasn't been good already, but in my life he keeps getting better. And folks, I want you to enter this weekend with that kind of expectancy. Now, I'm going to share with you three things this weekend. I'm not going to tell you what they are yet. But I'm going to share with you three principles, Bible principles, that will absolutely transform your life. Three simple things, but three things you need to know. And I want you to go into this weekend expecting God to mightily move in your heart. Now, I've been involved with Christian rock and roll for a long time. We were pioneering Christian rock when everybody told us it was satanic, when you can't put that kind of a beat to Christian music, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's been a long, long trip. And we've gone through a lot of stuff with this, and it's been an interesting time for a lot of years. And I've watched a lot of people that have gotten involved with this whole fad of Christian music. I've watched people come to church. I've watched them come to concerts. I've watched them purchase some of the albums and really get into Christian music as a result, and sing things about the Lord along with the bands themselves. But folks, I've watched a lot of them drop out again. And today there are a lot of people who aren't continuing in the Christian faith. Now, I've told you that last year, and I also told you that the year before. But it concerns me. What makes us strong in the faith? What are things that we need to know to keep going? You know, it's amazing to me that Jesus spent some time with a group of people who saw some pretty amazing things. Not just his apostles, his disciples at the time, but there were people who traveled with Jesus and kind of followed him around. They watched him perform miracles. They watched him heal people, heal the sick. They watched him do all kinds of things that were unbelievable. And many of them watched him crucified on a cross. They knew that he had been laid in a tomb. They also watched him raised from the dead. And you know, there's one historical fact that nobody has refuted, at least at that time, and that was that Jesus rose from the dead. He walked among the people for 40 days afterwards. Even his greatest critics didn't disagree with the fact that he rose from the dead. He did. It's historical fact. But those same people are now watching him ascend into heaven on a cloud. And you know what the Bible says? It says, many believed and some still doubted. Isn't that amazing? Many believe, they're watching him ascend into heaven on a cloud. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen somebody go up to heaven on a cloud? Have you ever seen anybody raised from the dead? You know what I'm saying? These are things that are a little bit out of the ordinary. They saw all of this happen, and it says, many believed and some still doubted. Why? Folks, it's really simple. The key to the Christian faith isn't how much you know. It's how much God penetrates your heart, how much you let him do that. And I'm hoping that this weekend for you, this quest, this time that we're about to spend, will be that kind of time where you'll allow God to penetrate your heart. Folks, the church today is sick and getting worse. It's true. When I say the church, I don't mean this church. I mean the church. There are a lot of problems. There are a lot of problems. And today we see a lot of churches concentrating more on tradition than on Jesus Christ. And you belong to a generation that is leaving the church and leaving religion altogether. Well, you know, Jesus warned us about these days. I'm not going to go into this very much because I got some great things to say about it tomorrow. But Jesus warned us about these days. And you know what he said? He said, the thief comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. And I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And you know, for so many years I read that, and I was told that the thief was Satan. You know what? If you do a little homework and you go back to the original language, thief means religion. Read it in the context of what it's talking about there. He's talking about religion. He's talking about the church. And he says religion comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. And I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You see our problem here? Jesus had a lot of problems with religious leaders. Why? Because they weren't following God. They were following their own traditions. They were so wrapped up in their own things that they couldn't get outside that box. And Jesus wanted to set them free. He called them a brood of vipers. He called them a lot of things. He called them dirty names. He really did. In those days, those were not good names to call anybody. And he chose those names for the religious leaders of the time. Well, folks, we have some religious leaders today that are wonderful, godly people. We also have some that are broods of vipers. And today, God isn't calling us to follow a church. He's calling us to follow Jesus Christ. A good place to do that is in a church, by the way. But I want to help you also this week to separate religion from relationship. Religion from Jesus Christ. And so here's what I want to leave you with today. Because, you know, Vinnie Domine and a few other bands are playing tonight. We got to get there. First things first, huh? Here's what I want to leave you with. The depth of your relationship with God is up to you. Some of you have been Christians for a long time. Some of you are not Christians yet. I hope this weekend will change your mind on a few things. But I want to talk to you straight this weekend. I'm not going to talk to you as a religious person. I will talk to you as a Christian. I'm not going to talk to you as a person with a lot of hype. But I'm going to talk about your heart. And I want to talk to you about Jesus Christ, who 2,000 years ago did something so amazing that it has changed the course of history. I want to tell you more about that and how he's still changing people today. Now, I want to also, once again, give you some keys, some things that will transform your life, some very simple things that God, I believe, wants you to know. We're going to open up the Word together and do some studying. So when you come to the seminars, would you bring your Bible? And we'll do some reading as well. Well, I'm excited to spend this time with you. I'm going to be teaching one more seminar than I had planned on. And he had already called his seminar God's Grace. So I'm going to speak on God's grace. It goes right along with what everything else we were going to talk about. And we've got some other great seminars here this weekend, too. I hope that you'll be involved in all of them. But one thing I hope more than anything is that your life will be transformed because of Jesus Christ. So enjoy the music, enjoy the fellowship, but especially I want to encourage you to enjoy Jesus Christ. We're going to have a good time. God bless you.